We are on Daf Mem Daled Amid Beis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara, then learn Rashi and Tosfos. The Mishnah says, "Niskaven Larigas Abehime Bahorigas Odom Potter." So the share is Potter from Misa. "Niskaven Larigas Abehorigas." But what if the Shoyer wanted to kill one Yid and he killed another Yid? Is Chayiv. So then the Shoyer is Chayiv. Is Masnisen the like Rab Shimon? So our mission is not going according to Rab Shimon. The sign here Rab Shimon Noima, Afilu Niskaven, Larig, Ezeh, Pohorig, Ezeh, Potter. Rab Shimon holds, there's no Chayiv Misa by a person. If he wanted to kill v'chiyinotzu anoshim and is v'nok for isha hora, so Rab Shimon holds that even though he wanted to kill one person, he ended up by killing another person. He's potter from Misa, and that what he killed the isha hora. It's my time with the Rab Shimon. So what is the time from Rab Shimon in our Mishnah? That according to Rab Shimon, the Shoyer will be potter from Misa, filo niskaven l'arig Yisrael zeh, l'arig Yisrael zeh, v'horg Yisrael acher, d'omakro asher yisoko v'gam bo'olov yumos k'misas bailim kach misas asher. That you only kill the Shoyer if the bailim would have done the same pula, and the bailim would get me, so then you kill the shir. Is ma bailim at the mechaven lay, just like by the bailim is only chayiv misa if he wanted to kill the person he eventually killed. Even though he wanted to kill another yid, av shir nami at the mechaven lay. U bailim gufayu minolo. How do we know that the Bailam al only chayiv misa if they wanted to kill the person they ended up killing? He's only chayiv on the misa of the Yodam if he had wanted to kill him. He's miskaven to kill this person. And he killed him, then he's chayiv. Lachuki was mechaven to kill someone else, he's potter. The Rabbonim that hold, that a fellow is mechaven larig Reuven, Bohorak Shimon, Yechayev Misa and Shimon, Hai v'orav loy, my ovdi loy. So what do they do with the orav loy? Here it says that there should be a miyuchedike kavone for the one that was killed. Omri devei rabyanai prat lezoirek even legat. And v'oravloi means if you threw an even in a taruvis of v'nei odo and they killed a yid and there was no specific intent to kill the yid, yapata. Because there was, in this Tarubis, there was a guy also. So if the Evan was thrown randomly at a Tarubis of Anoshim, Yidin, and Goyim, so therefore there was no specific Kavona that a Yid should get killed. So the din is that Yepata for Misa, even though the Maisa, a Yid got killed. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. So the Gemara asks, Hechi domi, Ilema de'ika tisha goyim ve'echad Yisrael b'neim. If it is speaking about this Tarubis of Anoshim that were standing together, there were 9 goyim and 1 yid. So I don't need a new meat of v'orav loy. Teipek lei deruba goyim ninu. So memele, to throw randomly an even Natarubis that is Roiv Goyim, so I could be Seimach on Roiv that the stone will land on a Goy. So Memele, so I'm Potter for Misa because I have a Heta of Roiv that's Mabara, this Pula that's a Pula Shal Heta. Inami Palge O Palge, if we will say that the Pasuk is speaking about that there were five Goyim and five Yidden, is Sofik Nefoshis Lohokal. So I could also, it's not a Pa'ula that's Machayiv Mimise, because since the Pa'ula, there's a 50-50 chance if it will kill a Yid or a Goy, there's a klal sofik nefoshes lahoko. So mighty, you don't need a posik to tell me the orav loy. Leitzrich adika tishi yisraelim ve'echot goy. I need the posik, the miut, that you need a bazundere kavone for to kill a yid, and a random throwing will not be mechayev you, even though there are roivid. Afal gav deruba Yisraelim ninu, and l'chayr I have a birr of roiv, that I can assume that a yid will be killed. The zich will be a yid that I can assume that the stone will fall on a yid. But even dika chod the goy binayu have a kavua. B'chol kavua kemechza mechza dami v'sofik nefoshes lohokul. Now let us see Rashi. Ma bailim adem mechaven lei, Rav Shimon islei hachsvore gabi reitzeach ba'ilo hinan nisrofim. Rav Shimon holds that one is only chayiv if he killed the yid, if he had an intent to kill the yid, not someone else. V'rabbonon pligi alei, v'omrin, they hold af bailov nami, miskaven larigeze v'horgeze chayiv. V'hai v'ola v'orav loy, I, Rav Shimon is working with a posik v'orav loy, that you have to have a intent to kill the yid you're killing. Omri devei rabbiana, rabbonei mukmilo, prat lezerik even legav, lesoich chaburas anoshim, v'yesh shom goyim v'yisraelim. So without an intent, v'ikel meima legoyim niskavein. The Darkei David here in Bobakame and the Shittim Bekabetzes in Ksubis say this word Niskaven. Darkei David says Klo Niskaven does not mean what he thought. We're speaking about the Hadatsa of the Shittim Bekabetzes says Klo, the way we learn Shan, the Gemara was speaking about, according to Rashi, he threw it randomly. So Niskaven means, since there's a goy there, I can say this pu'ule is a pu'ule that could hit a goy just like it can hit a yid. Not we're talking about what his intent was. The pu'ule was a pu'ule of randomness, and v'orav loy v'kom olav means that he's only chayev misa if he makes a pu'ule with that was with an intent to kill a certain person. That's become all of, that one needs such a pu'ule that is made to kill a specific person. But if it was thrown randomly, and there's a guy there, there's a meat guy, nikola meimle, guy in this cave, and this is a pu'ule, not what his intent was. We have to see what the pu'ule was. We can say that this is a pu'ule of Sofik al Kaponim. It's not muchach from this pula that there'll be a maiser etzich. Typically, rube goyim ninub le yitzach krole miftarei. I don't need a posik. Without a loy, this is a pule that roiv is mavara will kill a goy. Pinami chamisha goyim v'chamisha Yisraelim le'itzar kol amifter eider rachmona omam v'shoftu eider v'yitzilu eider nosofik nefoshes lohokul. So memeu there's a klal sofik nefoshes lohokul. So filo by machza al machza, it's also not considered a maise retziche. Leitzriche dikatishe Yisraelim de'ilavko havamine zil boserube le'Yisrael echaven. Again, echaven, does that mean that he meant? It means that the pu'ula is a pu'ula la'roig Yisrael, because Roiv tells me it's going to fall on a Yisrael. The Yid that was killed, so who says he was Machaven? It's Zichar Roiv tells me that he's doing a pula that'll kill a Yid, because there's 9 Yidin in 1 guy. But Roiv does not tell me that it will hit the Yid that Lamaiset fell on. I mean, I bet I don't have any Roiv. I can only add up the Roiv Yidin and say if it's going to fall on Reuven, he killed the Yid. It's called on Shimon, it's gonna fall on Shimon, he killed Ayid. So Lemaise, I have a birr of Roiv that's telling me that a random throw will kill Ayid. But the birr of Roiv does not tell me it'll kill a specific Yid. So Memele, but according to the Chachomim, there's no problem. You don't have to, as long as you had an intent to kill a Yid, you chayev misa. V'av agav dedu malav la'ayichavin, niskavin la'argezev horgezev chayev. That is no problem. K'mash malon kro, dohil v'av le'goy kavu abineyem, k'merze al merze domi. So I consider that there's no birr of roiv to tell me that the stone will fall on a yid, v'safik nefoshes lahokul. Chomili dekai malon kavu kemechza mechza domi mahaikro nafkelon. Now let us see Tosfos. We have a very, very difficult Tosfos. Havale palge upalge v'safik nefoshes lahokul. Now, Tosfos learned the Gemara very elich. The Gemara said, either we're going by map, let's talk about palga, palga, or kavua is palga, palga. But the Gemara throws in, there's a klal of sofik nefoshes lahokul, which Rashi says we learn out from a posik, sofik nefoshes lahokul, bitzilu eidah. Baistais, the only reason you're potter by machza al machza if he killed the yid is because sofik nefoshes lahokul. If I would hold, so let's be ehrlich, what if I hold sofik nefoshes lahachmer? So then if he killed the yid, I'd be chayev. That's what it says in the Gemara. But since we pass in sofik nefoshes lahokul, so maybe that's my potter. Payment. So Tosfos asks Akash. Leman des Omar Hasros Sofik Loishmei Hasro. If you hold Hasros Sofik is Loishmei Hasro. Beloi Taime the Sofik Nefoshes Lohokul. I feel on this new halacha, Sofik Nefoshes Lohokul. Patrinelei Mehai Taime the Loishmei Hasro. But if you hold asro sofik loishmei asro, so you'd be potter. Now, I'd like to explain so far Harab Rab Shimon in Shar Aleph Perik Dalet. Explains the beginning of this story in Shara Yosha, explains it as follows. Let us say you have a yid. No, let's say better. You have a person. I don't know if he's a yid or a goy. And I hold sofik nefoshes lahachmer. So you know what that means? So that means as follows. If it's a sofik, if you're killing someone or not killing someone, sofik nefoshes lahachmer. So then, it's very good. I feel I hold hasro sofik loishmei hasro. Taisus doesn't have a problem. That means I have a person, I don't know if he's a yid or a goy, I have no way to be mevara. So sofik nefoshes lahachmer, we have to assume he's a yid. So I'm telling you, if you kill this person, you're going to get killed, because that's the type sofik nefoshes lahachmer. We will kill you, misofik. So then it's called Asros Vada, even though I don't know if he's a Yid or not, but it's Lamal Lamayrid. But I'm telling you, this is a Vada Yaveire, something the first is Lahachma, and you get killed if you do this. Then we can understand that you can't say, in such a case, if you're something the first is Lahachma, Yechayiv Misa, you're something the first is Lahokal, you're part of a Misa. Fine. But over here, a fellow will say, Sofik Nefoshes Lahachmer. So that means, you tell him, you know, you're doing a pula, even though it's a Sofik, you might kill, you might not kill, Sofik Nefoshes Lahachmer. Which means that, you're not allowed to do it, but Teres Vada, let's see now to do with Teres Vada. But what's gonna happen when we go and after he kills someone, we go and check up that he killed a goy. So Levice, he didn't do an Aveda. That means Sofik Nefoshes Lahachmer can only help us if I don't have a way to be Mevara the Sofik. But if the Sofik will become this barer sooner or later, so I can't tell him, B'teiris Vada, you know, you're gonna get killed if you throw the stone. He says, who says? Maybe I'm gonna hit a goy. You're not allowed to throw, but maybe I'm gonna hit a goy. Don't take me from a raid, but maybe I'm gonna hit a goy. And it'll come out Lamaise that I didn't do a ma'aser ratzicha, so that's not called hasros vaday. It's I'm telling him, maybe you'll kill a goy. Let me just read to you the Lashon of Rab Shimon. Yamrinen Sofik Nefoshes Lahachma Hoyadin Mishahorak Sofik Yisrael Chayiv Mise Vezeo Davke Boifen Shi Yishoyer Sofik. That means if he's a Sofik Yisrael, he has no way to be Mevara who this person is. So Yechayiv Mise if you're Sofik Nefoshes Lahachma. Avol hoche sheyisbarer mi hu an nerek. But here we're going to find out who the nerek is. The yidiyas hadova, when we find out, yister hadin lamafreya. That means even though we say sofik nefoshes lahachmer, but later we're going to find out that you didn't kill a yid. Vim yevurer achakach shahorag es anochi, like a tlinelei, we won't kill him. Vim kein choshev asro asofik. Do oise achshav maise, shetoli vo'oimed lefi birul shel achakach. So, I'm warning you, you're doing something, what's gonna happen? I don't know, we'll see. That's called Asro Sofik. That's called Asro Sofik. So if you hold Asro Sofik Loishmei Asro, I don't need for the Gemara to inject Sofik Nefoshes Lahokel. The Gemara is going into to a new Shaila. The Gemara said the only reason he's potter from Misa by Matzah, because Savik Nefashis Lahokal, if you hold Hasra Savik Loishme Hasra, so Mila Savik Nefashis Lahachmel. But Le Maisa, if this will be a Maisa Ritzicha or not, will become this Bar Lipsaif, and this Asavik could be, I don't know if it's this Zrikis Evan is a Maisra Tzicha, is not a Maisra Tzicha. So if you hold Asra, Sofik, Loish Mei Asra, so he was a Musra. So why, the Gemara, it was not necessary to mention that was the Gemara Sabalei Machtzva. V'Sofik Nefoshes Lohok. I don't need this. I feel a Sofik Nefoshes Lohok. It's also Asra, Sofik. Fine. So that's the first half of Taisus. Tema. Lemando Masra, Sofik, Loish Mei Asra. It doesn't have a he has to hear Dvorim Vadoim, he has to hear clearly that for what he's doing, he's going to get Nenash. It's below time than Savig Nefoshes Lohokal. You don't have to say, because I passed Savig Nefoshes Lohokal. And as he conveniently brings a posik, Vitzilowite, you don't need this. But Rinalei Mahai Taime, the Loish Mei Asro, I don't know if this pool is a Maiser Ritzich or not. I feel a sphere like the sveika lechumre. So the mother didn't have to say, Savik Nefoshes Lohokal. Fine. So let us say that we hold Aschos Agma is going Aschos Sofik Shmei Ascho. Bialibe demandi Omar Shmei Ascho. If Asuk is going to demand him Shmei Ascho. Heiche potrinele mahai taime. Of Sofik Nefoshes Lohokal. Time Ahoche. Im Nimsa Shi Yisrael Horak. If Lemaise he killed Ayit. And I hold Hasros Sofik Shmei Asro. So I feel you hold Sofik Nefoshes Lohokal. It should also be Chayiv Misa. That means, we're speaking about a person doesn't know who his father is. Could be he's a ben Shiva la'achain, maybe he's a ben Tisha la'rishin. He doesn't know who his father is. So it's a suffix between two people, either Reuven is his father or Shimon is his father. Now, when he hits Reuven alone, you won't give him Misa. Sofik Nefoshes Lohokal. I don't know if you have Misa for this. But if he hits Reuven and Shimon, and he was Musra, and now I know Klo that he Zicha hit his father, so even though Bishas Hasra before the Pula, I don't know if when he hit Reuven, I don't know if you'll be chayev misa fitting Reuven. I don't know if Reuven's your father. I don't know if Shimon's your father. But I tell him, I don't know if Reuven's, I don't know if Shimon's your father, but if he hit both of them, he's chayev misa. You don't have to know exactly who his father was, but I know he's hit his father. Even if he holds Sofik Nefoshes Lohokal. So Mamela, so Lemaisi killed a Yid. Lemaisi threw a stone randomly. I don't know if he's going to hit a Yid. He's not going to hit a Yid. But he hit a Yid. So even though Bishas Asro, I don't know, I can't tell him by throwing, you're going to be Chayim Misa, because I don't know who he's going to hit. The same way by telling him by hitting Reuven, I can't tell him, I know you're Chayim Misa. Because I don't know. Maybe Reuven's not, by hitting Reuven, maybe you're not Chayiv Misa. So Al Kolchoch, if you hold Asro Asofik Shmei Asro, it means, I tell him this, listen, if you hit Reuven, you might be Chayiv Misa. Maybe Reuven's your father. Then when he goes and hits Shimon, I tell him, I do the same thing. If you hit Shimon, you might be Chayiv Misa. Maybe he's your father. But then, so all he knows is that he was told each time you might be Chayiv Misa, And then when he hits both of them, you kill him. If you hold Asra, Sofit, Shmei Asra. So Memele, and that is Afilai hold Sofit Mefoshes Lahoko. So Ibazoi, so we have the same thing over here also. If he hold Asra, Sofit, Shmei Asra, so before he throws, he says, you're throwing a rim, you're throwing a stone randomly, you might kill a yid. You might. And he threw it, and he taka killed a yid. So why aren't you chayiv misa b'yod ascho asofik shmei aso? That is Tais Viskash. Vi alibe demanda oma shmei aso. Heiche patrine leima haitai mohoche im nimse shi Yisrael horak. Lemaisi killed a yid. Even though each person that he hit, Peshasi hit him, was a Sophic. By Nois also, he told him, you should eat now, but it's a Sophic, and I feel like don't eat now, I can eat the next minute. So each minute that he doesn't eat is a Sophic. Could be this can bring him to making it noiser. Could be, you won't bring it to make him nicer because he might eat it the next minute. But if he doesn't eat it all the minutes, so l'maise, he was musre. So that's Tais Viskasha. V'yesh leima, emfa Tais Vis, the shiny hosa. There it's different. The idea bebiru the yovel de yisel vaday im yoisel im yake eshnei. Mishim hochi shmei asro. That means, even though he doesn't know on each pula bazunda what he's doing, if this will be mechayev mise, and lemaise he's chayev mise, let us be Elach, he's chayiv misa for one of the two pulas. One of them is his father, and he doesn't know which pula is mechayiv misa. Bishas he doesn't know if he's chayiv misa for it. But he does know that if he hits both of them, he's going to be chayiv misa. Even though it's from two different pulas. But that he does know. So he does know that there's, and it's very interesting, Taisvis, for some reason, speaks about Isurim. Taisvis doesn't speak about Unshim. About Kaponim, so let's speak about Isurim. So, Rav Shimon says, from the Tachsisei of Hascho, you have to know you're doing about the Isur. So if I hold Asro's Sofik, Shmei Asro, it is not necessary to know that the pula that I'm being Mechuyiv Misa'an is, this is, which pula this is. But I do know that if I hit both, I'll be Chayiv Anissa. That's for sure. That I know. So if he goes and he knows that if he hits both, he's zicha iver anissa. So the kula vascha sofik, shmei ascha means, but you don't have, the kula that's machayv yamisa, you don't have to know that, but b'shash you did the kula, that this kula is machayv yamisa, that I'm doing a kula sisa, but you have to know that if you'll hit both of them, you're doing an issa. That you have to know. And that's enough of a mazed to be mechayev me misa. The shani yosem lidei bibira de yovel lidei issa vada. Im yoisi, o im yakeshne, mishimochi shmei hascho. Avul hochek shezoirik evan legav, but here when he's throwing an evan legav, Eina yedeya sheyoveli deyisa vaday sheini yedeya esmiyake. I don't know he doesn't know who he's going to hit. So there's no idea of an Isser Vadai. Fine. But we have to understand, we did not as yet answer the kasha. Our Gemara says, that means if we would learn the Taisvis Tmimis take so far, so Taisvis is telling us a Yisod, that a fool you hold Asra Sofik, Shmei Asra, but you have to know that if I do this and this, I'll be chayiv misa. Here, I don't know if I'll be chayiv misa. Fine. But the Taisa didn't answer. The kasha was, why did we have to say, Sofik nefoshes lahokul? That was the kasha. That's what Taisa started. Taisa started off with the kasha. Why did you say, Sofik nefoshes lahokul? And Taisa answered, Afil asro Sofik, shmo asro, but if he doesn't know, he's going to be chayiv misa. So Mamela, so he doesn't know he's going to do an Issa. Any day Shavu the Issa Vadai, any day is Miyake. So Mamela, so felt Nascho Sofik. Zatrap Shimon, Zatrap Shimon Azoi. If you hold Sofik Nefoshes Lahachma, so I'm telling him Beteiris Vadai, you're not allowed to throw the stone b'teiris vadai. You're not to throw the stone? 100%. This is a meiser retziche. This is a meiser retziche. So, he has to know there's a vadoistike iser in his pu'ula. He can't know something that maybe is not a hasra. He has to know he's doing something wrong. That means even though by Hikazev Achazik he doesn't know if this is a wrong thing, this maybe is wrong, but he has to know by hitting both he's doing something about they wrong. That's as if he has to know in order to be called a Musra, in order to be called a Mezid. So Rab Shimon says, if he knows that you're not allowed to throw Bateiris Vadai, Al Sovik Nefoshes Lahachma, so Mele he knows this Pulas and Issa Vadai. So Lemaise, if it ends up he killed a Yid, he'd be Chayiv Misa. He'd be Chayiv Misa. Even though there's a possibility he might end up killing a Goy. But if he ends up killing a Yid, this has a din of Asros Vadai. That's why the Gemara says Sofik Nefoshes Lahokal. So Sofik Nefoshes Lahokal, I can't tell him about any Issa Vadai. Am I doing now when this Feisnicht? I don't know. So Sofik, if it's a Sofik, you'd be doing an Issa now. So Memele, if he doesn't hear that he's doing an Issa Vadai, fully Yehud, Asro Sofik, Shmei Asro, he will not get me sent. Kol kevu kemechza al mechza domi, mahoche nafke b'chol duchte kede isa per kamedik supis. This is the makar. V'teima. So, this is very good. According to the Chachomim, they learn out from the V'or avloi v'kom olov. They learn from this that you need kavone, a random throw to a taruvis of a goy in Yidden, since it felt in Bahor Avloi, so you don't call Basaroi when you say, Kol kvu kemechza mechzadomi. This is according to the Chachomim. According to Rab Shimon had used this Vavlai for something else. Vavlai is coming to tell us that you have to have an in the yid that you killed, you have to want to kill this yid. So you have 10 yidin, so if you make a random throw, you'll also be potter. You have to have kavana to kill this yid. So according to Rav Shimon, I don't have any makir of kol kavur kemechza mechza dami. This is a pesah. Kol kavu kemechza mechza zadin, I have a roi ben a miyit, you don't call us a roi because the miyit is kavua, But according to Rav Shimon, the pasuk is telling me something else completely. That you only chayv to kill yid if you didn't intend to kill this yid. Finished. So how does Rav Shimon know kol kivur kimechsa mechsadim? That is Tais Viskasha. V'teima l'Rav Shimon kivur minole. Bein loyim ha'ohoche k'damasik ve'elchen ba'an nisrof in the Rav Shimon yalef nesine b'nesine. V'yatele v'orev loy l'kivur. So Tais says, oh, I have a gewaldic eitze. Because the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, it says like this, when you learn Chumash, in Chumash it says, Chi notzu anoshim, b'nokvo isho horo, then it says, imosin yiyeh b'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh. Now how do you learn Pshat in the Posik? So we learn Pshat in the Posik, Chum learn Pshat in the Posik, nosato nefesh, if the notzu anoshim, one wanted to kill the other one, and Lamaise, and instead of killing him, he killed Anisha Hora. Nasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, you go and kill him, because he killed the Isha. Because if you don't hold like Rab Shimon. If we hold like Rab Shimon, so Nasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh means you don't kill him. So what's the Dash Nasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh? So Rab Shimon learns it means the main Nefesh. If Niskaven, Lari, Gesruven, Bahor, Geshimin, so you pay the main nefesh. That's what Nasata. Nasata means domim. You pay for the person. You're not gonna kill them. So, Mamela, Momdach, Amuridike, Einfaldo. If you, according to Rav Shimon, Nasata means you pay for the nefesh. So that means you don't kill him. Because if you kill him, you didn't come live the Rabbim name. Wouldn't pay for the nefesh. So the nesata nefesh, tachas nefesh, means that you only pay for him. And you, why don't you kill him? Because he didn't have an zinin to kill him. That's why you don't kill him. So from the nesata nefesh, tachas nefesh, I know already, you only chayiv misa if I had an zinin to kill the person I killed. So according to Rav Shimon, the va'orav loy is miyutel. I know it already from the Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So V'horav Loi is coming to tell us the din of Kavua. So I have a Merdikaitz. Ve'in Loi Merhoche K'demasik Be'erch Nebad Nisrofim D'Rab Shemin Yalof Nesine Nesine. That the Nesine means moment. V'yat Alei V'horav Loi L'Kavua D'Akat Alei Toni D'Veicheski Yekoshim Anolei D'Chol Kavua. Toni D'Veicheski does not learn V'nosata means domim. Tana de Becheskel's yapata from domim. Yapata from misin, yapata from domim. Because with lechilata be miskavin or shayna miskavin. Just like miskavin, yapata from domim. Be'ni miskavin, you also pata from domim, and you also pata from misayels. So he learns yapata from misin from va'or avloi. So how does Tana de Becheskel know kol kavur kemech samech to domim? Then Taisva says, Va'oit, Kivin the potter Rab Shimon afilu bekulon Yisroel, Hashem elaplainini mechaven, Lashayich lemidrashay klal. So then Taisva says, Amir de Kizach. This whole lomdis of kol kevua kemechza al mechza domi is, pshat is, if I don't have to be mechaven, who I'm killing, I don't have to be mechav. As long as I kill the yid, I'm chayiv. So then there's a lomdis of kol kevu kemechza mechza dami. It's a sofik if I'll kill a yid or a guy because I don't go basarai. That's very good. But according to Rab Shimon, I feel that they were all yidin. I'm also a potter. So there's a different ptur. The ptur is because I didn't have an intent to kill the yid I killed. So there's no lumdis. So if there's 10 yidin, I'm potter because I didn't have an intent to kill the yid I killed. So if there's 9 yidin in the guy, not the lumdis is because maybe it's a kol kavur kemechza mechza dami. The lumdis is because if I made a random throw, I didn't have kavanah to kill the yid I killed. So that's why you're potter. So according to Rab Shimon, the whole limud is not applicable. So how does he know kol kevur kemechza mechza dami? V'yesh leima. The Rab Shimon, bekulan Yisrael v'goy echad, v'omar lo'isei sh'oim et shamanim mechaven, depot mitam kevua, ובעורב לא ידחה גבנה כולן ישראל חייב. So Toisvis, and we had yesterday mentioned the Ramallah in Pshat like this in the case of Kavua, and Toisvis says that's how Rav Shimon learned Pshat. He says, the Rav Shimon learned Pshat and the Posik is as follows. The Posik is not speaking about Yisroel randomly. No. They're standing far away, there's 10 people standing there, and there's the one person on the left stuck his tongue out to him, and he got very insulted, and he's going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot that person. We tell him, listen, he might be a yeet. I don't care. I'm going to shoot him. And he shot him, Taka. In fact, it was a yeet. So here, pshat is, so the shaila is, if the halacha would be, you go basa roiv, there's a din roiv by kavur, so you chayim misa. Raiv says that this person is Ayit, Mustami is Ayit, so you wanted to shoot him, and you shot him, so you chayim misa. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that even though there was a Raiv, but since there was a Goy here, Kavua also, so kol Kavua kemechts al mechtsa domi, so memele. So even though you wanted to shoot him, but there's no hechek that he's a yid. It's considered like I have 50 goyim and 50 yidin. So it's not called a ma'aser etzich. So memele, that is why I'm potter. Agavuche, this teretz is only a teretz according to Rav Shimon. Taisis, according to Tanit Vecheski, he needs the vohor of loy legufei. So the Maram says, Taisis, takedin for him for the kash on Tanit Vecheski. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Sheir ha'isha. A sheir that belonged to a woman. V'sheir ha'yisaymim. A sheir that belonged to Yisaymim. Sheir ha'petropes. Or it belonged to Yisaymim. It was given over to Apetropsen. Sheir ha'midbar. Sheir shal hefker. Sheir ha'hegdish. Sheir ha'ger shemeis. Ha'ger died. And it's weiter hefker. So all these cases are chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that means there's nothing to do if there's who the bailam is. If there's no bailam, asher yisaka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, sher hamidbar, sher hahekdesh, sher hager shemesh pturim min hamisa. Lefi she'ein lohem bailam. These three cases, they're part of a misa because there's no bailam. So trashe, she'er ha'yisaymim, she'ein lohem apetropes. That's case of she'er ha'yisaymim. Oi, the second case is she'er apetropes. What does that mean? It means shel yisaymim. It's also shel yisaymim. Shel apetropes l'shamrei. In all these cases, there's a chiyev misa on the sheir according to the Tanakame, and according to Rabbi Yehuda also, but Rabbi Yehuda is choylek by sheir hamidbar, sheir hahekdesh, and sheir hager shemeis. Tana Rabbonu. Sheir shiva. It says in the parsha of Skila, 7 times the word sheir, Lahavi, Sher Isha, Sher Yisaimim, Sher Apetrape, Sher Amidbar, Sher Hegdish, Sher Ger Shemais, Vain Lo Yosh. So Taisvis, Sher Shiva, Chad Legufei, Vishit Lasuye. So I have one Sher is Legufei and the other 6 are being Magbe. But does Rashi say, Sher, שקסובים, זיין שקסובים בפרש ונגי החודו. And here Rashi says, שר האישה, what is the חידיש of שר האישה? לתאימה, בעלה שקסיב, לושן זוכר. So that's why I need a ריבוי, that you shouldn't take the בעל, literally, we're speaking about a בעלה שר, so it seems speaking about a zocher, so that's why you have a need a riboy. Taisvus says Shereisha, Itzterech, you need a riboy and Shereisha. Masuyim Mishum Domalel, Kiyigach, Negichel Amisa, Negichel Nezokim. Ob Nezokim Ksiv, Yishtavke, Shereish, Lokachit Zach riboy, Tat Shudin Shereisha. Fine. The Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha, Shere Yisaimim means that it belongs to Ktanim. That's the type Shere Yisaimim. Frakta, Zadin Kemises HaBailam Kach Mises HaShere. If the Bailam would have done what the Shere did, they'd be part of a Mises. So why is the Sher Chayiv Misa? As I fragt Minchas Chinuch HaKashe, and for the Minchas Chinuch, that's why I need a Riboy of Sher Yisayman. That's why I need a Riboy Take. That's Mukiyos Vezeb, Stephen Cheshboin is here, why I need a Riboy by Sher Yisayman, but Kaponim, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. There is a Kashe, let's just mention the kasha that Rabbi Chanan der Sameach asks, Sheir shel treifa, a sheir belonged to an Odom treifa that killed a person, you will not kill the sheir. Because kemises habailam kach mises hasheir. So this ha'ore from the Minchas Chinuch is not, it's a good ha'ore. There is such a cloud. If the Bailam would do this, it'd be Chayiv Misa, then there's a Dem Misa Sashoyim. So if the Bailam is a treif, he's a Gavrik Tila, he's a Lav Bar Misa, I wouldn't kill him Sai Vesai. So Memele, so the Din is the Shoyim, you're not made Mr. Shoyim. So that, so Lachir, this is a good Kasha by Shoyim, shall you say him also? So here you have a psaribui the Minchas Chinuch says. So you have to know my choses. Why? What's the ha'ore? Just to mention the ha'ore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sheir Hamidbar, Sheir Hahekdesh, Sheir Hager Shemeis Vein La Yorshim, Pturim Min Amise Levishen Lambailim. Fine. So, Rabbi Yehuda Patels, Sheramidbar, Sheregdu, Sheregir, Shemeis, Vein, Lo Yosh. Now, I just like to mention a murder Keteris Chaim. We just mentioned before, you need a Ribri and Sher Reisha, it says Balasher, it says Sherish, you need Ribuyim over here. Now, and I have six Ribuyim. I have six ribuyim. Now we'll see Rabbi Yehuda Arkocha, who says that Sher Hamidbar is Potter, Sheger Shemeis Ben Leyoshim is Potter. So Rabbi Yehuda Arkocha doesn't hold of these ribuyim. I mean, he does not hold of these ribuyim. He holds your Potter. So if he does not hold of the ribuyim, how does he know? How does he know the Sher Yishir is Chayiv? How does he know Sher Yisayim is Chayiv? I mean, I have problems with six shvarim over here. So the Tanna Kama said, I have six ribuyim. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, take away three. Three I hold. Good, he has a limut, whatever it is. But there's six ribuyim over here. So he holds the ribuyim, doesn't hold the ribuyim. So the Teres Chaim says a very interesting thing. One show you need legufay. The second shayr is a ribuy, shayr ha'isha. The third shayr is not a ribuy, abayin ribuy achar ribuy al lamayit. So the third shayr, I'm a mayit. So I have a mamayit, one of them, shayr ha'midbar. The fourth shayr is a ribuy after me, it's a marbe. So it comes that I have three miyutim and three ribuyim, as is it the Teres Chaim. So memele, so Rabbi Yud also, He had three ribuyim, not six ribuyim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shehamidbar Shehahekdesh Shehager Shemei Yisrael LaYorshim Ptur Min HaMisa. Lafish Ein Lam Bailam. A Sheh that doesn't have Bailam, there's no Chiyiv Skila. Amar Rav Huna Poitoy Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav Huna comes to tell us Amuim Deke Chiddush. Poitoy Hoye Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Nogach LeBesayf Higdish. Nogach LeBesayf Hivkir. I need a Sheh Sheyesh Loi Bailam. Bishas negiche, need a sher sheyesh loy bailim the whole time. Bishas amoda bedin, bishas kmardin. Tanya nami yochis. Moses says, no, I have enough in the baraisa that says like this. Yes, okay, amar Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu nogach lo besoif higdish. Nogach lo besoif hifkir. Potter. Shenema vuhuad. Bivolov, Vahemis, Isha, Isha, says us, Asher Yisokel, Vagambal of Yumos, and Kaifa Yishas Olov, Achete, Mise, Vamode Bedin, Shoven Keechot. Ugmarden loy beinen, Vasher Yisokel, Gamdmarden hu, Lemachete, Mise, Vamode Bedin, Ugmardin Shoven Ke'echot. Now, we'll not go into how this drash works, but there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosis daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, how the drash bechlal works. Just have a shvera Rashi here. But I just like to mention a machlekes, the Rashba, and we're going to have Rashi later. What is Pshat in this Drash? The Rashba learns Pshat, Ache Tehei, Mise, Vamode Bedin, Gmardin, Shoven Keechod. So the Rashba says that Bishas, the Mise means when he killed someone. Amod Bedin, the Gmardin, he has to belong to someone. Lafuki, Higdish, by Hifkir. That means that there has to be Ke'echot, just like he had a Bailim. We're talking about Nogach Vachakach Hifkir. Just like he had a bailim by the negiche, yes, they have a bailim by the mode bedin, by the gmardin, he needs a bailim. Lafuki, who's nogach vachach hivke, he doesn't have a bailim, or nogach vachach hivdish. So that's the loshen ke'echot. It has to be one Indian that he always has to have a bailam. But, so that Nogach Vachach Hifkir is no good. Nogach Vachach Higdish is no good. But, so Tarashbe, what if Bishasa was Negeach, he belonged to Reuven, and after it was Negeach, Reuven sold it to Shimon? He said, that's no problem according to Rabbi, that's no problem whatsoever. Because that's called Ke'echot. Doesn't say be'echod, it says ke'echod. It would say be'echod, you need it to be the same bailim from beginning to end. If it says ke'echod, it should be one ke'echod, one inyan, it should always be a bailim. It should be similar. Before the negicha there was a bailam, b'shasamotim there's a bailam. Should be kecha, should be similar. Not that after negicha became hefka, or after negicha became hegdish. We'll see Rashi is chaylik. Rashi holds, we'll see the Rashi in the next Mishnah, the next Gemara, that Rashi holds if he sold it to someone, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's you don't have the same bailam, so you'd be potter from skila according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a machlokes, the Rashba and Rashi, if it's ke'echod or be'echod. Let us see Rashi. מדיטוני תארתי שרפקר טרייזמני, או כמשמון, הודו הודו תונה, שר הגר לרב יהודה, תפרגב דנוגח בחיי הגר, so בשעס נגיח, there was a bylo, ומייס, אבל להפקר פוטו, שיס פוטו, אגב אולכה, דרש באס קסקשן רשי, רשי הולדס, we'll see later that רשי הולדס, that if he sold it to someone, so according to רבי יהודה, it's not באחד, it's not the same בילם, that means if בשעס תגיחה בלונג תרובן, and afterwards he sold it to שמן, so he don't give it סקילה. So frek der Rashba frashi amir de kekash, so he says, what will be if Bishas Negiche belong to Reuven, and then after Negiche Reuven died, and Shimon is Yerish. So it's also not Be'echot, it's two different Bailam, before belong to Reuven, now belongs to Shimon. So according to Rabbi Yudhi, it should also be Potter. So he says, so why did the Mishnah have to say, Ger Shemeis Ve'en Le'yoshim? Amr de kekashe. Rabbi Yehuda says, when Rabbi Yehuda says his chiddush, he need ke'echot, that's he belong to a ger, and the ger, so b'shas negiche yerabaylim, and then he died, v'ein lo yoshim. Why v'ein lo yoshim? He had yoshim. But it's not be'echot, before it belonged to Reuven, now it belongs to Shimon. Amr de kekashe yes tzan rashi. From our Mishnah. So I saw the Dvayake being done for Rav Shmuel, so Rav Shmuel said, no. If a Yerish is called, that's the same Rishus, that's the same Bailus, he takes over what the father had, it's not called and went over to a different Rishus. This is the same Rishus. You sell it as a different Rishus, but a Yerish is the same Rishus. That's what he wants to say. Oh, that's what the Gemara is to say. Ger Shemeis ve'en lo yoshim. Vuhuad bebolov hainu bebezdin ve'en ado elo bebezdin. Now, ledavoyne, I can't begin to understand what Rashi is telling us. Bebison, let's just make things a little schwer. Toises and Afid Gimelam at Beis. Rav Yehuda said a drash. Rav Yehuda said, "Who had bebolov vehemis? Behemis is that the sheir killed someone. Ad shetehemise v'amode bedin shoven keechot." The Gemara says the unique Gemara. Then also asher yisokel. Gemardin, I mentioned they miss a mother in the Gemardin Kechot. So, however the drash goes, let's not go into the mechanics of the drash. However the drash goes, it means, but the message is that you need from before the Hamas, from the Vehamas till the Yisokel, one Bailam. That's the drash. You need the Mise, that means you need the same Bailam by Mise, by Amodavadin, by Gmardin, you need the same Bailam. That's the Shoy Yisok. Fine. Vuhuad Bebolov is talking about this Kasha Taisvis asked, and if you'd give him a base, would Bebolov was with him? Shel Nagahu mit Mer Shirshin Vuhuad Bebolov. So this Pasuk is speaking, we're not speaking about the fourth Negiche. Agamo is speaking about the fourth Negiche over here. That the fourth Negiche you need by the Negiche and by the Hamodabedin and the Gemardin, one Baila. So Agamo is speaking about the fourth Negiche. The Pasuk Vuhuad Bebolov is speaking about Imshir Nogach Mitmer Shushim Vuhuad Bebolov. That's not that made him a Muad. We're not talking about this over here. We're talking about the fourth Negiche. So Taisus and Afiyat Gimel Amud Beis
butchered sich, this vahuat bebolov does not come into what we're talking about. We want to learn out from this pasuk that by the fourth negicha you need a bailam mishas negicha at slacha gemardin. So Dais says the vahuat is lavdavke. So the sheet of kibetz says Rabbi says Zalman say it's a yidem bebolov. It says you need bebolov. Forget that vahuat is. That's pashtikal, but making a smiches, bebolov, vehemis, and then I show you circle. We smasmich the bolov to the vehemis. Forget about the bohua. The bohua is no limit whatsoever. We just, there's a smiches of bebolov, vehemis. That's how Taishwin says, Psha. Now Rashi, all of a sudden, makes a whole asik about the bohua. Fine. So Rashi, which is some very modern, vuhuat bebolov. Fine. So Rashi makes nice. Heino bebezdin. So that wasn't bezdin. Then hado ella bebezdin. So, I mean, if you're talking about that, we don't know. We don't know bechlal why we have to talk about the vuhuat. That's a problem. Like for example, the Maroi Mesoda says that according to Rashi, the drash went as follows: Vuhuad bebolov vehemis. Vuhuad bebolov vehemis. So Rashi says you had the same bailam when it was a muad and when it killed. How do you know he had the same bailam? Because if it had a different bailam, so there's a din of reshus meshanas, that's not a mood anymore. So vuhuad bebolov vehemis, so just like vuhuad bebolov vehemis was the same bailam, because else he wouldn't be a mood, he'd become a tam, reshus meshanas. So the same thing is from the vehemis and in Kaifa Yushas Olam, also the same bailam. That's how the drash goes. Fine. But that what Rashi is saying over here, v'huad bebolov, haynu bebezden, dein hadoel bebezden. I don't know what Rashi is saying here. How does, whatever Rashi is saying, how is it helping us in any way? Let's learn the Mishnah further. Sher shuhu yaitse li sokel, v'gdishe balov, einem mubdish. It's after Gemardin, it's yaitse li sokel, he was magdishit, einem mubdish. Shachdai ishechterit, sorry also. Vim achelai nigmardinai, before the gmardin, igdishai balov, mugdish. He was magdishit, it's mugdish before gmardin. Vim shachdai, sorry muta. Besari lishamachinu mishayul naisisocha lusoycha nichnusutacha sabayl. Anudin. That if he gave it over to a shomer, and then the shomer was mazik, so the shomer is responsible. Muid mishalom nezik shalom, the shomer pays nezik shalom. V'tam mishalom chatzin nezik, the shomer pays chatzin nezik. Zot Rashi moshe l'shomer chinam ad sheloy nogach lo vareishikor milzachiti tachas habaylam mischayvim v'nezokin. Kibaylam.